Sippers, welcome to the Friday episode of the Tea With Me podcast with me, your dad's best friend, Shane Todd. I am manic, I am frantic. You're asking why, you're going, what's wrong, Money Toad? Is it the time in the week where you count up your bills? No, it's not. I'm not stacking that cash. What I'm doing is an impromptu episode of the podcast. We haven't missed an episode. I'm dropping my phone. I don't know what's happening. I'm questioning a lot of things. But let me say this. We are doing this episode. This gets released, I think, 7 a.m. on a Friday. Britney Spears' dad is very much in charge of that. At that time, obviously, I'm sleeping in a bath of moisturizer. But we have had to delay the episode we were going to release. And I'll tell you why next week when we do release it. But so I am, what time is it here? 20 to 6. I'm going to football training in 50 minutes. So I am doing this episode right now. And also, I've just announced the stand-up show in the limelight that you've probably seen me posting about already. And I had to do that 10 minutes ago. I've got tea in my hand. It's too warm, so I'm setting it back down. I thought it was a drinkable temperature. It's not. I had to announce the shows in the limelight. Can you include the group's info? What? What does that mean? This is real. This is my life in real time, guys. This is real life happening right now. I knew that whenever I put the post up about the Limelight Show, I would do it wrong in some way. I have done it wrong, and that's happening right here, right now. But I said, Britney Spears' dad said, genuinely, to quote him on this, he said, the Sippers are trash. He said, the listeners are garbage. And I said, what the fuck did you just say? And then I was going to like get angry at him, but then I remembered he controls my life and all my finances. I said, listen, I'm ego, don't even do an episode for those punks. And I said, no. I said, I'll do an episode. And he goes, what's your commitment level to this podcast? And I said, I will make it look like I'm dressed normally, albeit a 1940s rugby player. But if you're watching the video podcast, but on the bottom half, I'm dressed for training. I'm wearing my football socks and a pair of shorts. And that's the way it is. It's going to be a slightly shorter episode this week. But don't worry about that at all, because as you know, my good friend Dave Elliott will tell you, sometimes things that are smaller can still do a great job. And if you're reading between the lines there, I'm talking about his penis. So we're going to have a good time. We've got listeners' questions. The Sippers have stepped up. I said to the Sippers very aggressively, give me your questions right now. And the Sippers have delivered. You know, it's a two-way street. It swings and roundabouts. I'm doing this episode when I don't have time to do the episode for the Sippers, and the Sippers are giving me the questions. So it's a trade-off. I'm going to plug two things. One of the things is sitting over there. I should have grabbed it beforehand. But, oh, you can see my wee football shorts there. One of the things I want to plug is our big sponsor. We should do some sort of big mad announcement for this, but we won't. Manscaped have come on board as the major sponsor of Tea With Me. They're going to sponsor us for a prolonged period of time, I think. Or maybe they won't, you know, they could easily not do that, you know. But Manscaped are on board, and we love that because we use the product. We stand over producer Dan and I, aka Britney Spears' dad. He's a terrible guy, but one thing I'll say about him is his pubic region is absolutely gleaming. And if you ask him, he'll probably show you. So we are delighted to have Manscaped and the Lawnmower 3.0. A lot of people are looking at that and going, that's not going to cut my grass in the garden. Hey, we're talking about the grass in your jeans. We're talking about your pubic grass. And Manscaped are the landscapers for you. Now, that's a very contrived way of saying this razor is a great job. What you do with this is, before you use it, you, like, statistically, 99% of men in Northern Ireland have insufficient pubes, and that could well be the name of this week's episode. You have insufficient pubes. So what Manscaped have done is got this technology together. They've had the Lawnmower 1.0, sure. They've had the 2.0, yeah, big deal. Then they said, what else can we do after that? We've got something up our sleeve. And people guessed it was the 3.0 because the two before it had been the 1 and 2. Guys, it's precision technology. That's what it is. I was skeptical before we used it. I was like, I've always been a scissors guy, Edward Scissorhands. That's how I, cut my hair down there. But no, I used this for the first time a couple of months ago, and I haven't looked back since. In fact, the only way I'm looking is down at my own pubic hair because I can't believe it. You can go on manscaped.com, whether it's for yourself or whether you are a girl listening and you're like, my guy just doesn't have that pube game, or alternatively, you're a guy who, get ready for this. Maybe you're a guy that dates a guy and your pubes are great, but his aren't, and that's the only thing holding you guys back. That and certain political parties locally. What you can do is go on to manscaped.com, you use the code T with me, and you get 20% off and free shipping. That's T with me for 20% off and free shipping. We're delighted to have Manscaped on board. Go and check out the website, see what they do. We genuinely use their product and they're great. The one other thing I'm going to plug is Patreon, patreon.com/teawithmepodcast. If you can't get enough, sometimes you have a cup of tea and you go, I love another cup of tea, but you're not going to, if you're in Starbucks Cafe near, you're not going to go and order another cup of tea. But maybe if you were at home, you would pour yourself a second cup. If you want the second cup, you get the bonus episode of this podcast every single Monday. Me and Britney Spears' dad sit down for a Patreon episode. They're a hell of a lot of fun. Sometimes the boys are a little bit loose, a little bit wild, because it's only the Patreon sippers that are listening. And at the end of the episode, if I remember, I'm in a very much of a tizzy, but if not, we'll do it next week. I'm going to shout out all the Patreons because you get a major shout out on the podcast every week. And I haven't done that in a while, but I'm going to start doing it again because I appreciate every single one of you. Also, my Waterfront Hall show from last year is on there in its entirety, so you can watch that if you're a Patreon sipper. Speaking of sips, that is a great cup of tea despite being made under pressure. That's one thing I won't be as rushed making tea. What, despite being up against the time-wise, I was like, we got to go into this podcast with a little bit of something. We got to have something to talk about. Of course, we'll do the listeners' questions, but what I want to talk about is something that caught my eye. Earlier in the week, we did facts about Northern Ireland, and I have found 10 fascinating facts that you need to know about Belfast. Some of these may be news to me, I'm not too sure, so we'll run through these, then we'll do listeners' questions. As I say, it's going to be a slightly shorter podcast this week. But then we have a great interview we're supposed to release tomorrow that we're going to bring out on Wednesday or Friday next week, and then there'll be a proper big solo episode. So I don't know if you guys knew this, but the Titanic was built in Belfast, and we covered that on Wednesday, and that I only learned that on Wednesday because no one had ever mentioned it. One thing I'll tell you quickly is, whenever the Euros were on, and Northern Ireland were in the Euros, I went to a game. I went over to shit, where was it? France. Yeah, France for a game, me and my friend Tony, which was an adventure in itself. We went over for 24 hours to a game. We flew to Milan, stayed in Milan overnight, first thing in the morning, hired a car, a wee tiny 1 liter car for a reason that I can't even be bothered to start to explain. Then we drove through the Alps. We didn't know we had to drive through the Alps. I didn't look at the route, and or Tony as he's called, and then we just had to drive to Lyon, and then after the game, drive straight back in a thunderstorm and get a flight the next morning. But what was I talking about? Oh yeah, Titanic. So the Titanic slipways were showing some of the Euros games. It was like a fan zone that was laid on that a lot of people went to. I mean, was it me and Michael Foster? Might have been me and Michael Foster went down to watch a game. I don't know if it was Michael. Anyway, we went down to watch a game, but it was full. They weren't letting people in. And I think it was maybe Northern Ireland, Germany. It was a big game, and it was full. But if you go out the back of the Titanic Visitor Centre, you could see into the fan zone and see the TV, and it wasn't packed. There was nobody around you. But the Titanic must have known this, and they didn't want loads of football fans there, shouting, "Greenway, Orbe!" in front of confused Asian tourists. So they had a security guy basically not letting anybody around the back of Titanic. So I zipped up my jacket that had Northern Ireland shirt underneath. We walked up to security guard. I said, "Follow my lead," to Michael, and I went up to security guard, and he said, "Sorry, lads, no one's allowed through here to try and watch the match." And I said, "Oh, we're just trying to see the Titanic." And the guy said, No worries, lads. Sorry about that. Off yous go. And whoever I was with, I think it was Michael, said, hey, thanks a lot. We appreciate it. Now, that was potentially the best moment of my life because we watched the match with nobody around us, nobody spilling drinks, just us peering over a wee wall, and it was a great time, even though Northern Ireland lost the game. But that Titanic story just reminds me of that, and I really enjoyed it. Yeah, before I move on, I'll just say about the Limelight shows. This morning, so Friday, if you're listening to this on the day it came out, I've just announced the return of some sort of shows for me. On the 10th of September, I'm playing the Limelight in Belfast. It's going to be massively socially distanced. The Limelight have... This isn't just something we decided to do yesterday. We've been talking about this for weeks and weeks. And all the staff at the Limelight and the management there at Shine have made sure that this is the most responsible way to do the show. They've been... You don't need to know this, but they've been going over the line out... The layout, of the room, trying to figure out the best way to do it, consulting with the right people, and these shows, I would be happy to go as an audience member, but at the same time, if you're like, I still don't want to go to an indoor thing, I would totally get that. I would 100% get that. But all I'll say is, I think these shows will be done in a really responsible way, and stand-ups back, baby. I am on with, I'm sharing a bill with Tim McGarry, who was on the podcast a couple of weeks ago. Great response to that. And of course, the Stonehead himself, Dave Elliott. What a lineup that is. That's three headliners. And also, for the price, you get pizza. Oh shit, I just realized, Sippers, what I was supposed to put up with that post. You can only book tickets in groups of 4, 6, and 8. Yes. I totally understand. And I was supposed to say that. And Limelight said, will you say that when you're posting it up? And I said, yes. But I have not done that. So here we go. The most riveting podcast content. Hold on, guys, while I amend a couple of posts. But that's just the way it is. I couldn't be more excited for these gigs. I'm going to get them filmed, I think. And it's new territory. Hey, I haven't been to an indoor event. So the first time I go to one, I will be performing at it. And I'm really excited. Tickets can be bought in groups of 4, 6, and 8. And I apologize that I'm doing this on the podcast. I really do apologize. 4, 6, and 8. Okay. I just had to get that message out there because the Sippers would not like it if I was taken to task by Ofcom for that. So, yeah, the lineup is insane. Tim, Dave, myself, pizza. I mean, pizza is probably the biggest name on that bill. You know, I would certainly just be going for pizza, and I think we are a bonus. Just being comedy. Yeah. Yeah. So let me just put that up before we move on. And there's Dave getting in touch with me, saying he doesn't like the way the image of him has been put on the poster. And Dave has a problem every time he is put on a poster. He always has a problem. He says always, oh, they've spelled my name wrong, or they've put me, you know, they've made the font weird, or whatever. And hey, Dave, hey man, let's just enjoy being back outside again, my man, okay? And also a lot of people think that Dave and I have fallen out because we've stopped doing the Boytown podcast. And I feel like Dave and I should probably have fueled that rumour for a while. And then eventually just when lockdown and stuff eases, just posted a video of us in the bath together again. So there we go. Sorry I had to do that. I apologise. But you guys know we're doing this episode on the hoof. I want to bring you the episode, and please accept my unreserved apology. Number 9, Belfast has both town and city status. Whoa. There's some facts that we've covered before. The city was once referred to as Linenopolis. The linen industry in Ireland was centred in Belfast, and during the 19th century, the city was the largest linen producer in the world and played a key role in the Industrial Revolution. Class. Samson and Goliath, Harlan Wood for the biggest freestanding cranes in the world. The Society of United Irishmen was founded in Belfast. I don't know what that is. Somebody will be like, "What? How, mate? How do you not know what that is?" James Connolly lived in Belfast, the Irish revolutionary socialist and Easter Rising leader. Easter Rising sound like a very good indie band. He lived on the Falls Road in the heart of West Belfast. Good man, good man. He previously lived in Edinburgh, America, and Dublin, but he moved to Belfast in May 1911 and lived at 1 Glenelina Terrace, Falls Road. Go ahead. Number three, Belfast was once bigger than Dublin, but then Dublin doubled. Number two, Belfast was bombed by the Nazis in World War II. I feel like, you know, the Nazis were very brave in doing that. You know, I imagine the Nazi planes drove away to shoot you. People going, "You fuck off, fuck away off." You know, I feel like even back then, like, if the Nazis did bomb Belfast, you probably might not have noticed, you know, because during the 40s and 50s and stuff, I think Belfast was a little bit crazy, a little bit wild. And, you know, the Na although, was there air raid shelters and stuff? I don't know. I'd love to know what. I mean, it would. I won't do any research, but I'd be keen to know what happened World War II in Belfast. I know they painted a load of buildings black so that the Nazi bombers wouldn't see them. But then I feel like if there was one building that just didn't, it would undermine everything, and there'd be no point in not doing it. So yeah, I just wanted to go through a couple of those facts, and now we'll get into some listeners' questions. So guys, let's be honest, this is not the best podcast I've done, but at the same time, we're here, we're doing it, we're having a good time, we're doing stand up again, we're eating pizza, although I'll probably not be eating the pizza because I've a gluten allergy and a dairy allergy. Glenn Lindsay. Fuck's sake. Fuck's sake. Seeing as this is a football podcast, no, it isn't. Do you think Messi could do a job in the Premier League? Personally, I think he could do a job for Burnley. Do I think the greatest footballer of all time at the age of 33, which isn't that old now, relatively in football years because they all take care of themselves, could do a job in the English Premier League? Yes, I do. I think potentially the greatest player of all time, the guy's won the Ballon d'Or 6 times, could probably do a job against Premier League defenders such as Phil Bardsley. This is not a football podcast. Joe William, do you think Dave Elliott will ever accept that he lives in your shadow? No, because he very much doesn't. So, Joe, I think you've tried to mug Dave off with that. You've tried to be a little bit nasty there. We don't welcome that in the Tea With Me podcast. Maybe if it was the Beers with the Lads podcast, we would do that. But we're just all about being lovely here and being nice. Does Dave live in my shadow? Absolutely not. Dave is his own guy. Dave has his own podcast. The Sly Guy podcast. Dave has really done a lot of good writing recently as well. He's working on a couple of projects I can't really talk about, but he's flying with them. He has a beautiful family, a nice house, job. So he's not in my shadow. And also, it would be the other way around. I could only be in his shadow. He wouldn't. My shadow is quite thin, and to be honest, the only thing my shadow could cover is potentially like a very large child, and Dave is built like a man, so I don't think he could be in my shadow, but I could definitely be in his. That tea is delicious. But yeah, I didn't appreciate that question because as we know, Dave Elliott is an extremely funny man, and I hate saying nice things about him, but that's why the first gig I'm doing back, I need my man Dave Elliott on the lineup because sometimes he's funny. Alex Clyde. Have you ever had someone slag you off accidentally to a friend? I once saw a podcast sticker on someone's laptop for a popular local comedian and gave my honest opinion only to find out they were mates and worked together. Yeah, of course. Oh, have someone slagged me accidentally to a friend? Yeah, that's happened a lot, of course. You get like in WhatsApp groups, maybe somebody being like, "I can't stand that fella or whatever, that fella or whatever," or you know, he's a I never said a word there that you're not allowed to say anymore. And that one actually is sly because I don't even think it's that bad of a word. And I reckon if we surveyed a lot of people, I reckon that would be one that people might be like, "You know what? That one is still actually pretty much fine." But I'd need to consult people before I threw that out there. So yeah, definitely I have had that before. And I'm sure like, yeah, of course. And if friends are like, "Oh, this person I know is slagging you off there and all," I would just say immediately never be friends with them again and slap them in the face. Steven says Biggie or Tupac? See, I think I'm really into Biggie and Tupac, but then again, I only know really about five of their songs each, so I can't say I've ever listened to a whole album or anything. Probably Biggie. And I know that would be devastating to the estate of Tupac Shakur that I slightly prefer Biggie, but the thing about Biggie Smalls is and no 32-year-old white Northern Irishman should ever be like, here's the thing with Biggie, here's my two cents. Who am I trying to be? Westwood? Yo, baby, say Westwood. Yo, my man. Why did Westwood never sit down for 10 minutes? Why did nobody go, Westwood, do me a favor? Yo, baby, what do you want, man? How can I do you a favor? Tim Westwood, baby, the big dog. What do you need, playboy? Tim, need you to fuck up for a second. My man, Tim Westwood, baby. I'm a 74-year-old English man hanging out backstage with. Hanging out backstage with Drake and Rick Ross. What's good, baby? Westwood, didn't someone shoot him or something? Like in the leg whenever he was about 19, and that's why he is now like famous or not famous. He just loves rap, doesn't he? I used to have a Westwood compilation CD. It was actually pretty banging. But yeah, Westwood's like an old guy now. Shouldn't be talking like that. Shouldn't be talking like that. My man, yo, Tim Westwood, baby. Yeah, it's popping off here, crazy. Is it popping off, Tim? Because you're just sitting in a cafe eating a sandwich. You're just sitting in a cafe eating a sandwich. Tuna melt, baby. Yo, going big, big dog. Tim, stop. Just for a minute, stop and go for a walk, mate. I'm gonna walk straight to Rockefeller Records. An interview exhibit. Yo, I'm chilling with my man DMX about to spit a freestyle. Tim, you've got dementia. You're not sitting with DMX. You're at a bus stop, mate, in Leeds. Shout out to Tim Westwood. Maybe we'll get him on the pod. Yo, Playboy. Aiden McDonald. Does Rory McIlroy automatically get Q jump at Ollie's? I mean, if I automatically get Q jump at Ollie's, which back in the day, whenever I used to go out to places, like socially to drink and stuff, let's be honest, let's not shy away from the fact that the man boy Cheeky, aka the Money Toad, aka Sheena Boy QQ, definitely did get Q jump. That's just the thing. I'm not gonna. There's no point in me saying I didn't because I did, and I liked it. I did like that. So I would say there is a slight chance if I got it, McIlroy would also have received the same treatment, if not slightly better treatment. I used to love that, genuinely, and it's probably real naff to say and real wanker thing to say, but there was a time when our old mate here was seen as pretty cool on the old nightlife scene. Me showing up to Ollie's, yo baby, open the velvet robe. Open the velvet rope. Oh no, the guy I know that works here is not working tonight. I'll join the queue, baby. This was a good idea to this podcast. Let's make a clip of the Westwood bit. Rathcool says, if wounded, nothing major by a gunshot at a concert, would you stay for the rest of the show or leave to get a taxi home? Say in next week's podcast, we're going to dissect Johnny Adair getting shot at a UB40 concert. And let me prefix that with this. If in the meantime, Johnny Adair or anyone Johnny Adair knows gets in touch with me or the podcast and says, here, don't be fucking talking about that. 100%, I will not be featuring that in the podcast. But I'll just say this. Yes, I was reminded this week of the fact that former loyalist prisoner Johnny Adair was at a UB40 concert and got shot in the head and basically kept singing Red Red Wine and then like went home and slept it off. And I want to talk about that in next week's podcast, and that's just what we're gonna do. Would I stay at the concert? If I took a cramp going to see the Killers in the SSA, I go to any. Ronan Armstrong, did the nation's little brother ever reside in any terrible squatter-like conditions during his come-up? Obviously no longer the case up in the Money Toad Mansion, am I right? Haha. From a resident of the fly-tipping and alley-popping capital of the Belfast and wonderful Holy Lands. No. Make no mistake. The money toad has always spent his time in mansions. I mean, nothing terrible, and I never lived in a student house. I did live in a very, very, very small flat in Sydenham for 10 months. Whenever I got out of hospital for having Crohn's, we lived there for a while. And there was nothing wrong with the area or the flat, but it was that small that because I'd come out of hospital and this thing called post-viral fatigue, which basically was like a 10-month, year-long hangover, it kind of drove me mad. It was like being in a prison cell. And I have bad memories of that apartment. I just took it out in the apartment, if you know what I mean. So that wasn't that bad, but the money toad has definitely never lived in a mansion. But let's just say that we a couple more Patreons signing up. I'm buying Belfast City Hall. I'm buying City Hall, and the sleepers or the sippers are gonna come over and be the sleepers. I didn't mean to say the sleepers. I was about to say the sippers can come over and have tea, but don't call yourselves the sleepers because you don't get to sleep in my house. Con Gribbin, who would you most like to get as a guest on your podcast and why? I would like to get on my podcast. Let me see. Who likes tea? I think for views, I like to get something like the Queen and Jerry Adams on just to kick it back and forth. But if they weren't available, I know one guy I'd like to get involved would be my man Tim Westwood, baby. Westwood, you want a cup of tea? Yeah, man. Pour me some Courvoisier on top of that Tetley, baby. That's how we do it. Sorry, Tim, I've only tea. Okay. Jason Hurst, do you call a gravy ring a gravy ring? I'd call it a donut. But if I was in a shop, a bakery, like an old school Belfast bakery, I would say, can I have a gravy ring, please? Because you got to show respect. I don't know why they're called gravy rings, because as far as I know, there's no gravy involved. There used to be a great bakery. It's probably still there on Castle Street in Belfast that I used to go to when I went to tech there. And I used to get a little apple pie slice and iced finger. Oh, Scott Miller, what's your opinion on the man bun? I don't think I like the man bun apart from it's on like sexy, like Jason Momoa type, Jack guys. Then I think it's pretty fucking cute and sexy. But on someone like me, not sweet. But a hairband, all good. I'm actually thinking about wearing a hairband to football tonight because I don't want my fringe to go in my eyes because I would hate that. Jamie Harrison, who won in a fight between Jackie Fullerton, Julian Simmons, prison rules? Simmons has youth on his side compared to Fullerton, but Fullerton's a wily old character. Like, Fullerton would lure you in with, like, his gravy voice. Speaking of gravy rings, his gravy voice. And then before you knew it, he'd lure you in and then you wouldn't see his right hand. He'd just hit you a big donker to the back of the loaf. So, but then again, Simmons has a, not slagging Julian Simmons off, but he actually does have quite a, not a big head, but like a thick enough head. So I'd say he could take a jab from Fullerton. Could Fullerton really throw a good jab these days? I'd say Fullerton, if he knocked Simmons out afterwards, go 1-0 to Fullerton. Or if Julian Simmons managed to land the fatal blow, he would probably look down at Jackie Fullerton and say, yeah, and now going up to the Ulster, Jackie Fullerton. So it'd be a good fight, and maybe we get them both on the pod. Joshua, opinions on pin, opinion. What are your thoughts on parents naming a newborn baby after geographical locations? Example, people call them Paris or London, but imagine you named your wee one Strabane Todd. Yeah, it's not sweet. Like, Brooklyn Beckham's kind of all right. But yeah, you don't want like Lena Dune McGrath or Smith John Belfast. What happened there, Shippers, was my camera runs out every half an hour and I have to re-record again, like record a new clip. And I was really panicked to get one in beforehand. And I think, did I say John Belfast or something? Worst banter of all time. So I apologize for that and the fact that we're doing what we call a quick pod. Aaron Lynn says, genuine question, do you want to buy my house? And Jamie Harrison weighs in on that. So sippers are getting involved with other sippers. And he says, low-key brag there, Aaron, I like it. So Aaron, your house is in Cumber. Let me go into it. That you're probably absolutely loving this. This might help you sell it. This platform, let me see. Oh, yeah, I like your groins. Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't want that. This is way too small for me, but as a wee starter home, yeah, 3 at 5 as well. I mean, I'm but just because you listen to the podcast, I'm tempted to just buy that in cash tonight. And we could store like our microphones and audio equipment there or something. I like it. It's in Cumber. Let me see. I'm gonna read out your first paragraph because I'm a fucking great guy. You better sign up for manscaped.com with a promo code T with me for me doing this for you. Join us in the Pube Club. This charming detached home is situated on the. In fact, you want me to read this out like Jackie Fullerton? No. I'm going to read this out like Tim Westwood. This charming detached home is situated on a delightful, private and sheltered site extending to approximately 2 acres, baby, which is laid out in the lawns, rough pastures with native and mature planting of hedges and trees that afford a superb degree of privacy, baby. Pew, pew, pew. Nice. And you owe me 600 pounds for doing that. But yeah, I don't want to buy your house at all, man. But definitely some people will. And what about when that happens? You kick the podcast 50 grand, kick it over for the boys, and we'll put it to some good use. Patrick Quinn, Belfast guy in China, says, "What's been the funniest thing that's ever happened to you? Something that instantly would make you smile uncontrollably while sitting on a packed bus alone, if it came to your mind." Yeah, this I might have mentioned it before in the podcast, and apologies that I've got to tell the quick version. And there's probably funnier things that have happened to me, but this one definitely sticks out. I was asked to do a gig for charity. I was asked to do a gig for charity via my dad. My dad was like, "Somebody wants you to do this gig, somebody that we know. I don't know particularly well, but he does." And then it didn't sound like it was going to be a good show, and I want to do every charity gig possible, but if it doesn't sound like I'm going to be able to do a good job at it, i.e. if they've got a band on and they're like, "You're on after the band," stand up is very like specific in the way it's going to work. So I just didn't think comedy would go down well at this event, so I was like, "No, I'm not going to do it. Just say I'm busy on the date." But 2 weeks later, me and my dad are out and about going for a cup of tea, and we see the person that's booking the event, and the person doesn't even mention the event, and I go, "Here, sorry that I wasn't able to do your event, but I'm down in Dublin on that day." And then the person said, "I haven't told your dad yet what date it is." Now, people were like, "I just wanted a hole to swallow me up." I just wanted a bus to smack into me and send me 12 miles in a different direction so I could, even with my injuries, just sob out of awkwardness. I was like, "Oh, I didn't know. Maybe I thought he said 12th of March." The damage was done. So I think back to how much I played myself there, and that's probably the funniest, one of the funniest things that's ever happened in terms of the thing I look back on and laugh the most. And those aren't the funniest things, but for some reason they just make you laugh, and that's the thing. Dawson Clellan says, Dawson Clellan sounds like he'd be in Gossip Girl or something, or the OC. Would you rather, and he's obviously a very cultured guy, says, "Would you rather sit in a cake and eat a dick, or sit in a dick and eat a cake?" Sit in a cake and eat a dick. Every day of the week. Well, maybe not a Sunday, because the Lord Jesus Christ might not love it. Oh yeah. I'm gonna talk about this, right? Just before we go. In fact, no, I'll leave it. I'll leave it to talk about next week. But Shane McMullen, you know what I'm gonna talk about next week, because I've got some pretty exciting news from him, and we're gonna talk about it, because I put out a request on Wednesday and he's met that request, so we'll talk about it properly during the week. Sippers, I'm gonna wrap up this podcast. Sorry that it's a little bit rushed, but still kind of all over the place with certain things before I get into like a proper routine again, but really wanted to get this episode out there. Thanks for sticking with me, and I'll hopefully see some of yous at the Limelight shows. So I didn't know whether I had the S there, Limelight show or shows, but there's an early and a late show, and who knows what else will be. So tickets for that go out at 10 a.m. Friday morning, so probably by the time you listen to this, already be out. I'll flood my social media with it. So if you want to go, I think it'll be really responsibly done. But at the same time, if it's not for you, totally get that. But I'm buzzing for it, and hopefully some of you guys are too. So tickets on my social media, Limelight website, all that kind of thing. Patreon.com/TeamMePodcast, Manscaped.com. Have a look, see what you reckon. I think it's pretty good gear. The promo code is TeaWithMe. And we have another sponsor that hopefully next week we're going to be able to bring on as well. So it's exciting times for the podcast. Appreciate you. Keep drinking tea. Keep living the dream. Doesn't rhyme. Thanks. Thanks a lot. Sipper, God love you. If you've made it all the way through this episode, that means you love Tea With Me, you love this podcast, or it means like you've drifted off and you've just left this on play. Either way, what you need to do is head over to our Patreon. If you enjoy the podcast and you want more tea, that's where you go. We do a bonus episode called The Special Brew every Monday and a live stream podcast every Friday with some of your favorite comedians. You can chat, interact, ask questions. When we announce live podcasts, you get early access to tickets with a little bit of a discount on there. And there is so much more. You can go back and watch, I think, nearly 1,000 hours of content. Tea With Me Patreon, which is patreon.com/TeaWithMePodcast. The link is in the description. I'll see you there.